Now, I assume you can hear this sound. Do you know what it is? Well, it's the sound of the Natterjack toad, and hundreds of them, yes, hundreds of them, are being released in County Kerry this morning. Dr. Ferdiar Marnell of the National Parks and Wildlife Service is here to explain more. Dr. Marnell, why are these toads being released, and where are they being released exactly?
Yeah, it's a fantastic sound, isn't it?
It really is.
We get to something from the tropics. It really is spectacular. And anyone who hasn't heard it live, I recommend they get down to Kerry and listen to it. So the Natterjack toad is only found in Kerry in Ireland. It's the only part of Ireland where it breeds. So it's a special member of the kingdom, I suppose. But it's also very rare, and it's endangered, unfortunately, and its numbers are declining. So we've been working with Dingle Ocean World and also with the Photo Wildlife Park to try and improve their breeding success. So today we have sort of a special day because we have 500 baby toads which have been grown up in Dingle Ocean World over the summer.
Well, we know what they sound like, but what do they look like?
Well, they're quite like a frog, so I suppose most people would be familiar with what a frog looks like, but they tend to be a bit smaller. They have a very distinctive yellow stripe right down the back, down the centre of the back, and that immediately tells them apart from a frog. And then if you see them sort of running, you'll actually, they don't hop like a frog does, they actually run along the ground. But as I say, you'll only find them in the sort of the coastal strips of Castlemaine Harbour and up around the Maharees and Castle Gregory in Kerry.
It's endangered, it's our own toad, but 500, I think, are being released today. What are the dangers they face? How many could survive?
Yeah, it's a tough life. It's a tough life being a toad. So these little toadlets are only about a centimetre long. They'll spend about 2 or 3 years now on land, eating and growing. They hibernate over the winter and then they'll emerge again next spring, and then they'll eat as much as they can, growing. And then hopefully in about 3 years' time, they'll be big enough to come back to the ponds and actually start breeding themselves. But everything likes to eat them. Anything that's bigger than them, you know, from shrews and rats and herons and otters and foxes, they really are sort of fast food for any of the sort of predators that are out there. I mean, but in fact, the biggest risk for them is actually at the tadpole stage. So when they're in the ponds, they breed in these shallow ponds, which do tend to dry up. It's a sort of a natural thing, but some years we have great success. Last year was a really good year, and we had thousands and thousands of young toadlets metamorphosed. But this year, it's been sort of dry at the wrong time. So we've been really delighted to be working with Dingle Ocean World to try and sort of save some of these tadpoles. So we brought them into them back in June, and they've been growing them up, and they've just metamorphosed now in the last week, and they're ready to be returned out to the wild. And fingers crossed they'll do well.
Well, fingers crossed, and hopefully lots of people will hear them over the coming weeks and maybe months. Dr. Ferdiar Marnell of the National Parks and Wildlife Service, thanks for joining us this morning.